All right. Welcome to the Human Podcast. We got me, Alex, and Courtney. My wife is really fucking high and upset with me right now. So.
Oh.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, you couldn't make her your drink.
Yeah, like, we don't have any fucking 7-Up here to make an AMF. And, you know, I'm not going out 10 minutes before the fucking podcast has to start to run to the store to go get an AMF for a drink that, you know, no one truly likes.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, like, when I got, like, half the ingredients, she's like, ew. I'm like, you have to like all the ingredients or nothing. Like, if there's a pizza.
Well, it's like a Long Island.
It is exactly.
All the alcohol in there.
It is exactly a Long Island iced tea.
Really?
That's pretty much.
I really love a Long Island iced tea.
It's vodka.
I like making.
Vodka, rum, gin, tequila.
Yeah.
All mixed together.
I think there's only. Supposed to be 3 in a Long Island, though. But same principle. Different alcohols together.
Yeah, and it just fucks you up. And, you know, you wake up the next morning like, fuck, why did I do that? And, you know, I don't really drink all that often anymore because I get goddamn cluster headaches. And it ruins everything.
Just it does.
It's like, you know, I could be having a good day and, you know, I'll like start sipping a beer and it's just like a drill just going into my head and it's just digging in. I'm like, fuck. And it hurts more and more and more. It's like going through a roller coaster and be like, oh God, I hope that's not done. It's like, oh, we're not even to the loop-de-loop yet. You're going to be hating life here in a second. And I'm like, fine. You know, I like fucking pound like Tylenol and Aleve and all that. And it's like, you know, if you have more than, you know, whatever, I'm like, I don't care what that number is. I'll die that easily. Fine. And I'm just. So. And. You know, having a drink that if you don't like everything in it, it's like having a pizza. If there's olives on the pizza, pizza's gross. If there's mushrooms on the pizza, it's disgusting. Throw it away.
Oh my gosh, I love mushrooms on pizza.
Ew.
You should try broccoli.
I mean, I'll eat broccoli on a pizza because I don't hate broccoli. But mushrooms and olives, the fucking worst.
Oh my God.
Absolutely.
Olives?
Trash.
You don't like olives?
Trash.
Like, what?
Like, easily I could do a genocide on olives. It's like, Alex, don't kill that olive tree. You're going to get rid of all the olives in the world. I'm like, done. Burning it to the ground and smiling and laughing the entire time. Olives are gross.
I love olives.
Gross. Like, what's to love about an olive?
I love olives. They taste so good. I like black ones, green ones.
Oh, no.
Stuffed ones.
No.
I like blue cheese stuffed ones. The green olives that you stuff with blue
like,
cheese.
Back when I did mushrooms, I used to like grind it up in a mortar and pestle, put it in a coffee bag and seep it in fucking, you know, tea and mix it with chocolate just to make it fucking bearable. You know, just like when I used to do like psychedelic mushrooms anyway.
Oh my gosh. It was legal wherever you were, huh?
No, of course it was illegal. I broke the law. You hear that, cops that are listening? I broke the law. I'm a criminal. But guess what?
Oh my gosh. I actually, so guess what? I looked you up and I know where you lived when you were in South Dakota.
In North Dakota.
See. In North Dakota, sorry. Okay. I had a thing.
Yeah, I mean it's not hard to find. Like what address did it give you?
Let me see. I'm looking it up. I'm getting in my profile now.
Cuz if it gave you like the Rough Rider Boulevard address. Yeah, we got into some shit in that apartment. And pretty much they started a fucking lease, got like 3-4 months into it, and had to like goddamn break it because all my roommates were pieces of shit and lost their jobs. And I went for a month to go to Europe. So I'm like, get the fuck out of this apartment. I went out and I told him sorry, gave him the keys. My place is a shithole right now. Did our best, but I'm leaving.
Okay.
What's the address? That
it's off of Rough Rider Boulevard.
Yep.
Yeah. And then it shows your did you live in Greeley?
Greeley?
Yeah. Off of 14th Avenue?
Maybe. I don't know.
Were you ever in Texas?
No.
Okay, that one's the wrong address then.
I've been in Texas. Oh. What?
You used to live off of Cold Springs Road, right?
No.
No?
No.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah, it's probably giving you a whole bunch of bad information or anybody, you know, with my name.
Yeah. It's connected to your name. That's how I searched.
Yeah, no, like I know who like my neighbor is. Like I know, you know, all of her associates. Like I know she has like a kid living here in the Springs. And it's like, yeah, the amount of information you can get offline is astounding.
I could even know your email, PachecoKid@Yahoo.
Oh my god.
Sorry. I'm so sorry.
Beep that shit. 7 minutes
in. Oh my goodness. I'm so sorry. It shows Alex. And it shows Leo?
Yeah, that's my dad.
Antoinette?
Yeah, that's my mom.
Bruce?
Oh, it shows Bruce? How? Yeah.
I don't know.
Bruce what?
Can I say his last name?
Yeah, you can say his last name.
Okay, Pearson?
Oh my god, that's crazy!
Yeah.
I don't even know how he's connected to me anymore. You used to...
Rita?
Yeah, that's my grandma.
Richard?
Fucking no idea.
What the fuck?
I'm surprised. Jennifer? I think that's like my dad's ex.
Huh. Well, it shows Steven too.
Don't know Steven, who the fuck that
with
is.
With the same last name.
No idea.
Betty?
Nope.
Bonner?
No, it's probably Boner though.
Oh.
Yeah, so a lot of the information.
The name is Betty Gay Bonner. So. Oh my gosh. Aw. Wow, yeah. It shows someone's dead.
Yeah, my grandma Rita. She died.
Oh, no, Richard in 1992.
Oh, yeah, that's my grandpa Dick. Yeah, he's dead. I never met him.
Adrian?
Yeah, that's my aunt.
Well, we'll stop going through all your relatives.
Yeah, like now people are like, oh, my God, it's so easy to find this guy.
Yeah, sorry.
But that's impressive.
I was looking on People Looker.
It's impressive that I brought up Bruce. That was my stepdad fucking years and years and years ago. Fucking shit. That was back when we lived in Fairfield. And like I lived in a really fucking ghetto ass apartment with my mom. And yeah, she left him like this. Yeah, he had a fucking pretty decent house. I don't know if he owned it, but yeah, that place is pretty bitchin'. I think he like lived with his parents or something weird like that.
Wow.
Yeah, I mean, you know, he never hit me, so you know, whatever. But I know he's not listening. I don't care.
Yeah. Oh.
But that's
I'm looking up my cousin on my dad's side. Ugh.
That'd be crazy. Oh, wow. If it, like, you know, gave, like, my biological father. I forget. I think his name is, like, Julian or something like that.
Really?
I'm like, Mommy, like, he has a hot name, but, like, a little dick. Like, you should have said no when he pulled out his little fucking pecker and, like, oh, I like to make love to you, lady. And it's like, no. I thought you had a decent dick being Mexican or whatever the fuck you are, Filipino. It's like a Mexican Asian. Just pulls out his little pecker and just, It's like, I know he has a tiny dick because, like, I didn't get that from my mom. Or my mom might have a tiny dick. Who knows? It's like, I have a tiny dick. I'm like, oh my God, Mom, your dick's my dick.
Wow.
I know. It is fucking wild. Just the shit that I say sometimes. But what topics did I have for fucking today? Because I know I had like a whole buttload of fucking topics. You know, one being that fucking kid that went to school and, you know, shot all his fucking classmates like an asshole. Well, like shot and killed four of them.
Crazy. Can't believe someone could do that.
I mean,
though people are assholes.
I mean, it's one of these fucking things. Like, and I want to have like this on like a episode of Argue This. But like, the parents are getting charged for this, and you know, like negligent homicide because they bought the gun for the kid. And, you know, they shouldn't have done that in the first place. But, like, should the parents be held responsible if they fucking ignore some red flags or if they don't even know what the red flags are? Because, honestly, you know, there could be, like, troubled kids that are just like, I don't fucking care about school. And, you know, red flags get thrown up and that kid gets, you know, hauled away and treated like a criminal for doing nothing.
Yeah.
It'd be like an extreme version of Minority Report.
Well, so the kid you're talking about, didn't his parents get called in beforehand?
Yeah, they got called to the school because he was, you know, doing some doodles on a paper and, you know, drew like a picture of a gun and violence and all this kind of shit. And I'm like, but
I mean, that's what kids do, though.
I drew pictures of dicks, and I got in trouble for it. Got treated like a criminal. I remember I was in elementary school, and I was just sitting there just drawing fucking dicks, having a great fucking time just drawing dicks, you know, just like in that one fucking movie with fucking Jonah Hill. Oh, fuck. I can't even remember the name of that. It's a fucking big-ass movie. But, I was sitting there just drawing dicks and just having a good time. Nothing gay about it. Just, you know, stick figure dicks. And shit was hilarious. And, you know, the teacher came and fucking, we had a sticky pad, like the yellow sticky notes. And we were just doing them on those and just, you know, ripping them off and, look, a dickhead. And shit was hilarious. We're cackling, having a good time, and the teacher's like, I can't believe these kids don't want to learn about social studies and, like, you know, the unequal right. I'm like, dude, we're in elementary school. We don't care. I don't even know what class I was taking, honestly. I'm sitting there just drawing dicks. And then I had to, like, sit there, and it's like, which one did you draw? And I, like, point out all the ones I drew.
Oh, my God.
But I think, like, there's, like, a couple of them that are, like, you know, halfway good, like, you know, art. I'm like, those were mine. It's like, you both are saying that these are yours. I'm like, no, that was mine. It's like, no, he's a liar. I drew that. I drew that dick. That was my dick. I drew it. And it's like, stop lying, dude. You know I'm the artist of dicks. I'm like the Michelangelo around here. He's like, no, he's lying. I'm the best at drawing dicks. It's like, yeah, okay, whatever, loser. I'm so good. But yeah, I mean, parents, it's a fine fucking line because you just don't even know. And I'm not a parent myself, so.
It's kind of hard to know.
Yeah, I mean, it's not my point. It's not my place to be like, well, you fucked up, parents. And I'm sure
parents
like,
fuck up all the time.
And I'm sure like there's a bunch of parents like standing in line like, I can't believe that negligent parent. And then, you know, I'm sure like one of these parents that are saying that is going to be like the next school shooter. Like their kid is going to be the next school shooter. And it's like, oh, don't you feel like a dickhead now?
Yeah.
But honestly, just get rid of schools. Just have everything homeschooled. You sit in front of a Zoom.
But then you wouldn't get social interaction. That's
so
important.
There's no one from any of my school days whatsoever that I keep in contact with or has been an accelerant to my career.
No, you learned how to communicate.
Yeah, I mean, you like, here with VR and all that stuff, now you can sit in a room with other people and be like, yo, what up? How's, you know? And most kids nowadays don't even know how to interact. They don't know how to look someone in the eye, shake their hand, and be like, hey, how are you doing, sir? Yes, ma'am. You know, ma'am. That kind of shit. Like, most of these fucking kids are just like, yeah, and just like want to communicate in memes.
Oh my gosh. That is so not true.
It is 100% true. Like, okay, so I play VR a good fucking bit because I paid $1,000 for it. So I'll be in there and, you know, people, you know, kids will just, you know, be like, yo, what up, ski? And, you know, all this dumbass shit. And I'm like, okay.
Yeah, they're playing around.
But then you see them in real life and they're doing the same exact shit. Like you kind of live in a retirement community, so you don't see it as much.
Oh my gosh.
But get around some kids and they're going to want to talk about this is how boring it is. Like Minecraft and all kinds of dumb shit. And I'm like, oh my gosh. Like, all the kids are becoming autistic nowadays.
Oh my God, that's so not true.
It's like
my
almost
nephews aren't
cool.
Like that.
How much time do you spend around them?
Like they're a decent amount, a normal amount.
Like a decent normal amount.
Yeah, like once in a while.
I mean,
like last month or something.
But, you know, here's what it is. You know, you have the kids interact, you know, up until middle school. Okay. That way they can, you know, get this interaction and be like, hey, how's it going? Before it becomes, you know, toxic. That way they can, you know, interact with other people. And they can, you know, after school, go hang out at the mall. And go out and do shit. Like back when
if they live in town.
Back when I was a kid.
Only socialization I got was when I went to school. And other than that, I was alone. And look at how I turned out. Look at how Alex turned out. She doesn't know how to communicate effectively sometimes.
I mean,
bearing her problems.
See, like, I had to write my name in Christmas cards because my wife wanted to do that. So I had to write my name four times. And I absolutely hated it. I don't like the idea. It feels weird and icky to me. And I do not like the idea of it at all.
Did you guys send me one?
Yeah,
send me one.
Yeah, one's for you. I might have fucking signed my name. And you know, in my head, I'm like, my wife's like, what should we put in them? I'm like, babe, I can't ever take shit like this seriously. I'm gonna give you some fucked up shit to say in a Christmas card, and I'm gonna be embarrassed that I fucking put it in a Christmas card, and someone's gonna save it for fucking ever, because it's like, oh, like,
oh my gosh, after you're done, I need to ask you a question.
Like my wife's like, what should I put in, you know, the Christmas card to your mom? I'm like, okay, dear mom, enjoy some anal sex here on Christmas, and have a happy new year. And like, she's like, I'm like, don't actually put that shit. It's like, okay, what about your dad? I'm like, dad, enjoy some anal, you know, just, I'm like, I can't fucking take this shit seriously. I'm like, just put something nice, put, you know, whatever. Like, I'm like, good job. Like at work, we have these cards for, you know, after you do a year or whatever. And I've maybe done like two of them ever. And I'm like, I can't write something fucking evil in there, because I'd get fired immediately and they'd have proof.
Oh my gosh.
But it's in my fucking head to, you know, put that. I'm like, oh, that's such a fucking bad, weird thought. That's not normal.
Yeah.
But what was it you needed to ask?
Oh, what size shirt are you?
I'm an extra large.
Okay,
big
good.
Old fat man.
I thought so. I just needed to make sure.
Yeah, extra large all the time.
Yeah. Man, that is so weird.
What?
Let me see. Yeah, it's just my...
You froze the fuck up.
Yeah, it was really weird. So my headphones disconnected. I didn't touch them or anything, I think. So.
Yeah, I mean, I don't even turn them on. Like, I can just, you know, plug them in and they'll work just fine. But if I want to have, you know, complete, you know, sound deadening to where I can't hear anything else out there, I can turn them on.
Yeah.
But yeah, every once in a while, like, I'll just be like standing and like, it'll just like go to, you know, conversational, you know, noise where I'm like, no, turn that off. I want to get back to my music or whatever the fuck I was listening to. But I mean, I kind of wonder if like the world just needs something fucked up again. Like remember back in the days of like, you know, Fast Times at Ridgemont High and American Pie and, you know, all those fucked up, you know, comedies.
Not really. Oh, I guess so. I guess I remember some of them.
You know, like Harold and Kumar go to Guantanamo Bay. It's like, hey, who wants a cock meat sandwich? And just like really fucked up dark humor. And, you know, now all the movies are, you know, the feel good movies. And, oh my God, we got blah, blah, blah. And, you know, don't be racist and be all inclusive. And sometimes racism is funny. But like, I'll go out on a limb and say it. Sometimes racism is funny. Hilarious. And it's I understand I'm a monster for this thought, but just there's just times where you nail it to the wall and you're not wrong, but it is still fucked up. It's like, oh, just the right amount of racism. Just, you know, browning like a marshmallow. It's like, you're burning the marshmallow and practically ruining it. But it's like, just a tiny bit. And it becomes hilarious. Like when black people, you know, tell jokes about other black people. Like when Chris Rock did it.
Chris Rock. Who the fuck's that?
Who the fuck is Chris Rock? He is hilarious. Like, have you ever seen Rush Hour?
Like, I think so.
Like Rush Hour 3 with Jackie Chan?
Oh, yeah, I did.
Yeah, that the black guy there with Jackie Chan, that's Chris Rock.
Oh, okay.
Just a high-pitched black guy. A little bit effeminate, but he has a wife. He's like a taller Kevin Hart. Do you know who Kevin Hart is?
Yes, I am aware of okay. who Kevin Hart is.
I'm just, you know, making sure. You know, you do live out in the sticks.
Oh, my God.
So, yeah, I mean, you got Kevin Hart, and he's just a taller version, just, you know, a bit louder. He's like, you know, oh, my God. You know, he was Chris Rock Donkey in Shrek? Or was that Eddie Murphy? I don't know. But, like, imagine Donkey in Shrek. Just like that.
Mm-hmm.
Now I'm like, fucking, was Chris Rock fucking... I'm going to be, like, dead wrong on all of it. It's going to suck. Donkey in Shrek.
Hey, did you end up watching the Chappelle? What's his name?
Did you end up Dave watching Chappelle?
Yeah.
I haven't watched his latest special.
Oh, really? You should.
Is it good?
Yeah, I liked it.
Oh, it is Eddie Murphy. I'm like, I don't think it was Chris Rock. But yeah, he goes out on a joke where he's like, you know, I don't have a problem with black people, but I hate niggas. And it's like, he's like, it's like, if they let me join the KKK, I would. I'd do a drive-by from here to Brooklyn. And it's just fucking hilarious. Just the way, I'm like, God damn. But it you know, encapsulates it perfectly. I'm like, yeah, you know, you like, I have no problem with any black people, but if you're gonna be ghetto and thuggish and act a certain way, it's gonna, you know, turn people off.
Yeah.
But, you know, just that little bit, I'm like, perfect amount of racism. You know, Louis C.K. in his special, just the perfect amount of racism. Just, you know, got in, you know, used a hard R, and got the fuck out. I'm like, oh my God, holy shit. He said it. He said the N-word, full blown. Oh, he said it twice. Didn't get in trouble. Just got in trouble for jacking off in front of women in his own room.
Oh my.
Yeah.
Seriously?
Yeah, no, like, he, funny fucking comedian. Fun, yeah. Like, one of the funniest. Because he's just, like, some middle-aged fucking fat dad that just tells stories about his life. Totally relatable. I'm like, oh my God, hilarious. And back when he was younger... Yeah, you know, he'd invite women up to his room and ask them if it was okay for them to, you know, watch him masturbate. They'd say yes, thinking it was some kind of joke, and he'd sit there and start jerking off in his room.
And well, what were you expecting?
I'm like, if someone comes into my room at my hotel and they don't catch me jerking off, I'm like, you know, whoops, I... You know, I'm probably naked anyway.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, I'm like, don't... Like these women were just dumb. I hate to fucking sit here and victim blame. It's like, you know, he didn't, you know, hold a gun on you. He didn't, you know, prohibit you from leaving the room. You know.
Yeah, you could always say you're uncomfortable.
Yeah, you could. They could have just left. They'd be like, yeah, I don't know. I don't want to watch this fat ginger jerk off.
Mm-hmm. And he asked them.
He asked them. Like, they followed him to his room. Like, if you are following me to my room, it's like, yeah. Like, back when I was younger, and you followed me to my room, we're banging. For sure.
Yeah.
I think these women are just upset because they didn't get Louis C.K.'s fucking baby. And they're not fucking sitting there rolling in money. So they're like, oh, we were victims. And now he had to, like, pay them, like, hush money.
He paid them money?
I don't think he did. But, you know, the second, like, the accusations came out, he's like, yes, I did this. 100%. You know, I'm sorry if you felt uncomfortable, but, you know, you followed me to the room.
Yeah.
So, but, I mean, whatever. In other news, Lebanon cannot fucking catch a break. They had another fucking explosion. Let me pull this shit up. Because it's goddamn wild. Share the screen.
Okay, I'll come back.
Ba-boom. So this was fucking Lebanon. You know, they're just... They have a building on fire. Not quite as bad as the last explosion, but it's like,
yeah,
goddamn, like, stop blowing shit up in Lebanon. Like, it was a diesel tank that caught fire that got to, like, a arsenal of weapons or something.
That's crazy. Jeez.
But, yeah, I mean, honestly... Stop storing weapons in Lebanon. Or just don't go to Lebanon. I honestly have no fucking idea where Lebanon even is. You know,
really?
I kind of feel like an asshole. That I do not know. I'm sure I've looked it up before, though. Yeah, it's inside the city of Tyre.
Oh my gosh. Seriously?
Yeah.
You haven't?
I mean, I can look up where in the world Lebanon is. But I'm American. We're not supposed to be good with geography. Like, I would guess by Italy? Maybe in the Middle East?
It's in the Middle East.
I mean, it sounds pretty Middle East-y to me. Over there by Syria... Yeah. Above Israel, below Turkey. I've been to Turkey. Nice place.
Yeah, it's like by Syria and Israel and Jordan.
Yeah, all their fucking towns over there are snakes. They're like written with snakes. I don't know what the fuck's going on. But
excuse me.
Got another fucking video. Let me pull this one up. This is one of my favorites. I love fucking videos like this. They'll never get fucking old. And it's a woman humiliating a guy on a fucking subway. Just, you know.
Let's see. How is she humiliating him?
So it's a dude jerking off.
Rubbing your dick? What the fuck are you doing? up and you do. Get fucked up on this train. You wanna do that freaky shit, you do that shit off the motherfucking train. Do it again and I'm getting up out this chair and I'ma bust your fucking ass on this train. We understand each other? Do we fucking understand each other? Do some freaky shit again and I'ma get up out this chair and I'ma bust your ass. You wanna rub your dick, bitch? You rub your dick when you get off the motherfucking train. Do we fucking understand each other? I'm in one of those moods, I will fuck you up on this train. You hear me? I can't hear you. Do you fucking hear me? Now the next stop, you get the fuck up. You hear me? You get your ass the fuck up off this train with that freaky shit. When this train stops, you get the fuck off. Do you understand me? I can't hear you. Say I understand you, miss. All right now. We gotta understand it. Now, I've got your fucking picture on here. Like I said, I don't give a fuck if this ain't your stop. You get off this train with that freaky shit. Get up. Get the fuck up. Get the fuck off this train.
Transfer is available to the shuttle to Grand Central.
With your fucking crazy ass. Get the fuck off the train. Sitting here rubbing on your penis. Are you serious? Get the fuck off. Fuck, beat the shit out of you. You got the right one, honey, because I'm a crazy bitch. Please believe me. Get the fuck off the train.
Oh, my fucking favorite. God damn.
Oh my gosh.
Like everyone else was like tense. Like, you know, mommy and daddy are fighting right now.
But it's like, oh my gosh.
It's like, oh shit. I'm like, but that's how I just imagine every single New Yorker. But like that poor Asian guy next to a. Like, next to the guy, he's like, is she yelling at me?
Was I caught, too? First second, I thought it was the Asian guy, not the young-looking kid.
Yeah, but, like, you don't even see, like, no dick. He has, like, a backpack. I'm like, good for you, sir, but, like, just do it at home or go to a bathroom.
Yeah.
Like, not on the subway, but I guess it's something that happens often because, like, most New Yorkers I know that have been on subway, like, yeah, you'll see some dicks. Especially if you're traveling late night. And it's like, you know, you have that bravery to do that shit in the middle of the day while everyone's around. But at night, it's like, just don't come on me. How about that? Yep. Just like, aim it away from my general direction. Ah, you got on my shoe. Fuck. Okay, I'll take it. Just don't stab me to death. Oh no, you're stabbing me to death. Oh god damn it. I mean, I've never been on the subway in New York. Thank God.
Mm-hmm.
But I think I want to take a trip to New York probably in like 2023.
Yeah.
Cause, you know,
you want to go to New York?
I want to go back to New York. I've been to New York before.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, but that was back when I was in like the seventh fucking grade.
Oh.
So like I was sitting there in like the seventh grade. I'm like, man. Yeah, I can't remember like one time I was like getting on the bus and I had like a pocket full of change that I just didn't fucking want. There was like a bunch of bums just sitting on the fucking, you know, sidewalk, like as we were getting on. And I just like took out all the fucking change in my pocket and just like threw it on the ground at them, just disdainfully, like I was better than them. And they all started fighting over the change. I'm like, this is awesome! And I think some other guy saw that and started bum fights. Did you ever see bum fights?
No.
Oh my gosh. Like, this dude like paid bums to fight each other. Like, not to the death, but like seriously like injuring each other. And would like sell the fucking, you know, DVDs and like you could rent them out just watching bums fight each other. And then he got in trouble and got arrested for it. And Now he's in
jail. I wonder if there was a way to legally do that. I mean, technically, there's fights.
Yeah, people
fight each other all the time.
To get like a sanctioned fight, it's kind of hard.
Oh.
I mean, I'm sure there is a way to be like, oh, it's a spectacle fight, or it's, you know, not a real fight, or it's not a sanctioned fight. But
yeah,
there's so many fucking rules surrounding all this shit, surrounding boxing. It's like, oh, if you want to box, you have to have in the same weight class and blah, 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 and a bunch of other boring hoops to jump through.
Yeah.
But I'm like, if there is a legal way to do bum fights and, like, you know, a strong-ass bum can just come out of the streets and just be like, I am the strongest bum, and just start beating other people's asses. And it's like, oh, sweet, I get a 5-star hotel to sleep tonight and a fucking hooker? Hell yes.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, oh, you know, Mr. Bum, why are you so rich? It's like, because I won at bum fights.
You won at bum fights. Oh, my God.
I mean,
God.
Like, think about it. Like, you know, it's like, okay, so don't cut this guy. Don't hit him till he bleeds, because he has hep C and you'll definitely get it. He also has AIDS and all kinds of crazy shit.
Oh, yeah. Huh.
Yeah, like, bloodborne diseases will definitely be a thing. I'm pretty sure.
Oh, wow. Do professionals get tested?
Yes.
Okay. That's good.
Yes, they absolutely get tested. I don't know. I'm talking out of my ass. I have no idea. I don't know the world of I know sex workers in Nevada, like the brothels, they get tested weekly.
Yeah.
Every single week, they have to go in and get tested. And, you know, I'm like, yep, I have a clean bill of health. My pussy's all good. I can go back to work, set up my room.
Yeah.
And from, like, all my friends that have ever had a prostitute, it doesn't sound great.
No.
I'm like, how much do you spend on the night? It's like $600. I'm like, and you got to fuck her once? Yeah. So you spent $600 to come. And it's like, yeah, it's like, stop making me feel stupid about it. And it's like, it was a stupid idea. I mean, good for you for supporting, you know, a woman, but...
Yeah.
I mean, like, should prostitutes get paid more, the same, or less? Like, in your opinion... Like, what do you think?
I think they should get a decent amount.
Well, I mean, you know, they're just having sex with a dude, and they just have to, like, kind of, like, douche it out, and they can go again.
Not really. What if they get pregnant and stuff? Nothing's ever 100%.
Well, I mean, you know, getting a hysterectomy is pretty fucking certain.
Yeah, but not everyone's going to do that or be able to do it. I mean, think about how hard it was for Alex to get it done.
Yeah, I mean, but you just have plan Bs. You just have condoms up the wazoo. Don't get the, you know, Planned Parenthood condoms. Like, go out and buy some Trojans, like a real person. And, like, I had some fucking Trojans that expired in, like... 2014 or something.
Really?
Yeah, I had some fucking old ass expired ass Trojan condoms. I'm like, oh hell yeah, and they still blew up just fine.
Oh my goodness.
I'm like, I haven't bought condoms in so goddamn long. But yeah, I mean, like, should like, how much would you pay for, or how much would you want to get paid for a single night?
Hmm.
Like, the dude has,
well, I mean,
he has you for the entire night.
It would depend on what was included.
Just vaginal sex and hand jobs and full nudity. No anal, no blowjobs. Just hand jobs and fucking and generalized positions. So you don't have to do any crazy position.
I don't know.
I mean, like, as a guy, I'm like, free. Yeah, of course. Just, like, you have to make a price. It's like $10 then.
No.
Yeah, for women.
Definitely not for $10.
For women, that is way too low. For men, that's almost way too high.
I don't know.
I mean, it would depend on the woman. Like, if she walked in the room and it smelled like feta cheese for some fucking reason, I'd be like, what the fuck is going on?
Yeah. Ugh,
you. Yeah, no, it just...
Well, you know, it would also be, like, that would take into account, like...
Yeah, if it was a disgusting dude that walked in, like, back in the Wild West, the brothels... You know, I had a bed and a bath, and you had to take a bath or at least wash your dick before having sex.
Good idea.
It was a great idea. You, like, they would come in and bathe you and, you know, get you all clean, and then you can have sex with the women. It's like, yeah. Because she didn't want fucking, you know, dirt in her pussy.
Yeah.
And those women got paid enough to, you know, add civilization to the Wild West, you know, build, you know, schools and churches and hospitals, you know,
they did do that.
Yeah. The madams of,
I knew that,
the fucking Wild West, they pretty much built it all. Like, these men came in with their dirty dicks and these women fucking turned dirty dick money into, you know, California. Thank you, women. Yeah. So, yeah, honestly, if I had to pay for a night or just to, like, fuck, I'd say
$150.
Huh. I feel like, you know, that's a decent amount. And if you get, you know, the woman pregnant, you have to pay for the plan B or for the abortion.
Know. How many hours would you be together? Let's see.
It'd be, you know, up to an hour and a half. If you haven't come after an hour and a half, that's it.
Okay.
So.
But I mean, technically, you're staying for the night. So.
If you want.
Technically, you get it up okay. later.
So. If you want to get from, like, 6 to, like, midnight. You know, 6 p.m. so you can go out, take her out for dinner, whatever, and have her for the whole evening to midnight, $600.
Huh.
$100 an hour. And, you know, you can do with that whatever you want. You can sit there and talk. You can, you know, go and bang, you know, 6 times, get your money's worth.
Huh.
But $100 an hour, I think, is,
I don't know. I know someone who charges that, and they don't even have sex.
Yeah, no, there are women that charge money just to ignore you on the phone.
Yeah.
There are men out there called pay pigs, hey, Mochi, that just want to pay money to women because they're women. That's it.
Why?
It's just their kink. It's just their thing. They like to be, you know, financially dominated by these women. Some of them, you know, will start, like, a conversation with these women and plan to just be extorted. Just be like, you know, give them, like, their wives' phone numbers and be like, here's my wife's phone number. Please don't tell her. It's like, I'm going to tell her unless you give me $500 right now. And so, you know, she gets the $500 and it's like just his thing.
Huh.
You know, like they don't even fuck, they don't even meet.
Huh. That is so weird.
Yeah, I mean, there are men that...
That actually happens?
Yes, that actually happens. There are women out there that get paid to be on the phone with a man and ignore him.
Serious?
Yeah, just like, hey, you know, they'll be like really like weird and be like, hey, goddess, oh my god. Oh, you're ignoring me. Thank you so much just for, you know, having me on the phone. And just, you know, you never know, like, what fucking happened to him. But it's like, yeah, I'll take your money.
Oh, my God.
It's like, you know the movie The Matrix?
Yeah.
Well, it was two brothers that are now women, so now two sisters. Mochi. Yes, you want to be on the podcast? You want to purr on the podcast? And they were pay pigs, and they gave away like all the money they made from the Matrix away.
Seriously?
Just all of it. Yep. Mochi.
That's fucking crazy. Why? Why are people so dumb?
It was their thing. I mean, I guarantee you, if you were the one getting money, you'd be like, "You're not dumb. You're such a genius. Come here and give me some more of that money."
Okay, I guess you're right.
I mean, shit, if I could find a fucking woman that would just pay me to ignore her, I would. But it's like, you know, women have the upper hand when it comes to anything like that.
Hmm.
It's like, it's the reason why, like, there's, like, female dominatrix sex workers, but hardly any male ones.
Really?
I would say the ratio is staggering.
Huh.
But, like, you think about it, and it's like, you know, how many women pay men to come in and, you know, call him like a pig slut and slap him and, you know, hit him with a flog and shit.
Yeah.
It's like, all you have to do is find a guy with like a chin strap beard that, you know, goes to the local college and you'll get all of that. Just date him. He'll slap you around, call you a pig slut and everything you want.
Oh my. Oh, shit. Oh.
I mean...
Sorry.
There's a few things where I'm like, no. Like, I could never get on board. Like, there are women that want to get hit. There's like, hit me.
Like, how?
Like, close fist, punch me in the face.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, that is psychotic.
Mm.
And it's like, you know, you'll just close and like hit him lightly. And like, harder. I'm like, oh no, just absolutely not.
Mm-hmm.
You just leave those women. And then they'll pay some other dude to fucking punch him. And then when they punch too hard, they'll call the cops. Like, you retard.
That actually is pretty funny. Not really.
I mean, it's fucked up. I'm like I only hear these stories. Like my wife is nothing like that at all. Like, she'll be like, you know, spank me around, but it's like nothing crazy. But I'm like, what? Closed fist hit you? I'm like, no. Like, for as much as monsters that are men, you know, men are called, it's like, oh, what a fucking monster. You piece of shit. It's like, honestly, we're not, though. You know, we don't want to sit here and hit women all day. We want to.
Most people don't.
Yeah, most people do not. But it's like me, I'm like, please don't, you know, make me hit you.
Yeah, Alex says you're doing a good job.
Yeah, no, like, here's the thing. Like, I was raised with, you know, the notion, never hit women. That's it. Don't hit women. Don't hit kids. And
yeah.
I'm like, okay, I can abide by that. That's pretty easy to abide by. But, I mean, yeah, I really think about it. I'm like, I bet I can get a few good smacks in.
Yeah.
But what is the Florida news?
Let's see.
I was reading this article from, I think it was an older one, but it was this Florida man that was fucking himself with a pickle.
Oh my God, what?
Yeah, he was caught outside of his, like, room with a pickle. Yeah, here, I haven't found it. Sweet. A Florida man arrested, pleasuring with a pickle in the most peculiar place. So, a Florida man was arrested after deputies found him using a pickle outside of his private residence with nothing on below the waist.
Oh, wow.
47-year-old Eric DeKeeji was lying flat on his back with no pants or undies and on a private property in Oldsmar. In the affidavit, the deputy said that he had his penis in one hand and a large, uneaten pickle in the other. Elaborating a bit further, the deputy reported that he was penetrating his rectum with a pickle while he masturbated.
Wow.
And this was March 14th, 2021. So I'm like, dude, a year after the fucking COVID came out and you're fucking sitting there fucking your ass with a pickle? Jesus Christ. Like, do it inside.
I don't know. People are into weird shit.
I'm sure there's jokes in there, be like, you know, like Rick and Morty, pickled dick.
I was just thinking that.
I'm pickled dick! This man's ass, help me! Get me out of here! Oh, this is how I die! This fucking crackhead's ass! Fuck me!
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he'd definitely say that.
But yeah, this guy has like something fucked up with his eyebrows. No idea what. He's like bald. And it looks like his, like, eyebrows are, like, bejeweled or something. I don't know. His eyes are fucked up.
Oh, my. Do you have it on the screen?
Here, I'll put it up.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, he looks creepy.
Yeah. I'm like, as far as, you know, Florida people go, doesn't look that bad. Bad, but it's like, Jesus Christ, Florida. At least, you know, the rest of America has a good God decorum to fuck themselves with a pickle inside their house.
Yeah.
And a large uneaten pickle? Good for you, sir.
Though, like, I don't need food.
A cucumber is a pickle before it's a pickle. Sorry to tell you.
Yeah,
Courtney.
I said I don't use food. I use the toys I got for Christmas.
Oh, I mean, yeah. Here's the thing. I'm like, I feel like every girl thinks about it, like before they get a dildo. It's like, I could use that banana or that cucumber or the broom or, you know, any of these other phallic.
Alex used that
the pen. Yeah. So I'm like, I'm like, does every girl think about this? Just, you know, I'm like, okay, what can I get away with fucking? Because, you know, I'm at, you know, going through puberty. See, like for dudes, it's easy. We just, you know, I'm like, oh fuck, her hand. Oh my god, you know, God, it's real. I you know, I have something built in. Boom, bust a nut. But for girls, it's like, you know, you just rub and it's like, you get pillows. That's what you get. You get pillows. You fucking hump a pillow. And then eventually it starts smelling like fish. And you're like, I need a new pillow.
Smelling like fish. Seriously.
I don't know. I never grew up with women.
Yeah.
But, like, I know, like, men will, like, fuck pretty much anything. Like, I remember growing up, you know, I wanted a fleshlight. But
fleshlight?
Yeah, just something to fuck. Just, you know, to mix it up for my hand. So what I ended up doing was getting a latex glove, like a rubber glove. A small towel and filling like the latex glove, you know, like a little bit up with some like Lubriderm or lotion or whatever, and rolling the glove in the towel and then like kind of like wrapping the outside, like the hand portion, like the wrist portion around the outside of the towel and putting a rubber band on the other side and then using that as like a makeshift fleshlight. Kind of like a balloon, but like a bigger balloon. I'm like, yeah, thing was awesome. And then the second you're done, you can throw away the glove and all the evidence, and it's gone.
Yeah, girls can't do that.
Yeah, not at all. It's like either like you'll sit there and be like, okay, good. Oh, good. The cucumber got me off, and you like put it back in the refrigerator. And then you know, come out to dinner and you have a fucking cucumber salad for dinner and you're like, fuck.
Ew.
Yeah, and it's like,
quite honestly, if that ever happens, like, you need to get rid of it.
Yeah, but you don't want to, like, throw away the cucumber because it becomes way too obvious. But it's like, you throw it back in the fridge and it's like, you know, you just come back down after doing your homework and, you know, being guilty. And you're like, fuck. Cucumber salad. It's like, all right, everyone, dig in. And you know, would you say anything at that point?
I wouldn't use something that I would throw it away.
Yeah, but, like, imagine your mom's, like, poor. And she can't afford another cucumber. And you didn't realize that cucumber was getting eaten that night. You're like, but you like hear the garage door like rolling up and see it, or like run downstairs and throw the cucumber in the fridge really quick and go back upstairs and, you know, like hide.
I'm just saying I'd use something else. I wouldn't use food.
But put yourself in the shoes of like this made up woman. Like, not
if
saying,
I was shameful enough to do that, no one, like, I wouldn't say anything.
You just, like,
they wouldn't say anything.
You just sit there and just, you know, have to, like, eat the cucumber in your own room. Like, oh, I was hungry for a snack, Mom. And just, you know, just chomping down on the cucumber. It's like, oh, that was for dinner tonight. I guess you have to go buy another one. It's like, did you fuck yourself with that cucumber and now you're eating it to try and cover up the evidence? No. And just, like, you just have a distaste for cucumbers for the rest of your life.
Oh, my God.
I know.
Just so disgusting.
Yeah, no, that's what men are. We're disgusting. We think of fucked up shit in our heads all day, every fucking day.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, it's fucked. But, oh, holy shit, we're already past an hour.
Yeah.
Goddamn.
Right, we did it.
We did it. Yay. If you enjoy this, go check out my other podcast, Argue This. Sometimes my wife's on it. Usually Tron's on it. Sometimes we have guests. Sometimes other people. Who knows? It's a mixed bag. Follow me on Twitter. Alex the Truck. Instagram, same thing, but I never post there. I usually just comment on other people's shit on Twitter. My Twitter game is weak as fuck right now. And
yep.
I think starting next year, season 2 of this podcast is coming out, where I'm going to start posting the shit on YouTube. So details of
really?
That. Yeah. Details of that coming up. I'm probably not going to post any of this shit on Twitter. Any of the initial first season bullshit. But I will have stories. I will have segments. Just up in the production value a little bit. Up in the entertainment value a little bit. Having drops. You know, shit like that.
Okay.
So anytime I tell a bad joke.
I could do that.
You know, it's like, oh no, Courtney told a joke.
Oh my gosh. At least if I tell a joke, I think most of the time it's funny.
Yeah, no, this episode was actually pretty fucking good.
Yeah.
But yeah, check all that other shit out. Argue This. My Twitter. And my Twitter game is going to get stepped up. I'm going to fucking make a conscious effort to do better. I know it's a fucking New Year's resolution or whatever the fuck, but I'm going to do it. And going on to year 3 of this, so stay tuned. And see y'all next week. I think next week is Christmas?
No, it's the week after next.
The week after next. So we'll talk about some Christmas shit, some Jesus shit, some religious shit. We'll get into it. Yeah, I'm going to fucking take down the Christianity. I'm going to take down Jesus. He's going to hate it, and I'm going to go to hell. But that's it. See y'all later. Bye.
See ya.